This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano.
We achieved an epic ceasefire agreement as a first step toward lasting peace in the Middle East.
President-elect Trump, a short time ago at a pre-inaugural rally in the nation's capital, the first Hamas hostage release sent three Israeli women home, and Israel has begun releasing Palestinian prisoners. Along with jubilant crowds in Gaza and Israel, Palestinian supporters are celebrating in San Francisco.
The rally, some 1,000 strong, included hundreds of Palestinian supporters, many hopeful the ceasefire will last.
Obviously, seeing the videos of people celebrating in Palestine and elsewhere brings a lot of joy, and that has been a demand since the beginning of the movement. So we celebrate the victory that it is in that way.
Shay Espery is with Healthcare Workers for Palestine. She is cautiously optimistic.
I am relieved for now.
Jeffrey Schaub for CBS News, San Francisco.
CBS's Remy Innocenzio reports the released Israeli hostages are being checked out.
Getting out of that Hamas vehicle, it appeared they were able to walk on their own, which will be a relief to many who feared their condition. They will still go through checkups and a long physical and psychological journey to try to now reintegrate back into society.
At his D.C. rally, President-elect Trump promised he'll be busy tomorrow afternoon.
Every radical and foolish executive order of the Biden administration will be repealed within hours of when I take the oath of office.
Trump will also try to save TikTok from being banned here, says his incoming national security advisor, Mike Waltz.
I don't want to get ahead of President Trump on the deal, but he is definitely wanting to have the time right now, which would mean an extension to evaluate the deals that are on the table.
Firefighters in Southern California are bracing for more fire-creating winds as they continue battling the Palisades and Eden fires. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Thompson.
We have the expectation of some critical fire weather conditions. More specifically, we're going to have another round of Santa Ana winds across this fire, anywhere beginning during the day on Monday and continuing through Thursday evening.
A top government leader in Virginia has received a pardon from President Biden.
Don Scott, the first ever African-American Speaker of the House in Virginia, says the clemency issued to him by President Biden is proof comebacks and vindications are possible. He told CBS News he is overcome with emotion by the president's decision. He pleaded guilty in the 1990s to a nonviolent drug crime, got a nearly 10-year prison sentence, and says he is a changed man.
CBS's Scott McFarlane reporting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cold weather advisory through Monday. Mostly clear tonight. A low near 14 below, wind chills as cold as 30 below. On Martin Luther King Day, mostly sunny and frigid. A high near negative 7. Wind chill values again as cold as 30 below. Current temperature, 7 below.
The Todd Allbush Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024, when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCF, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better, and they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Nothing like that sound. The tape popped in the deck. We're ready to roll. Welcome to Unlabeled. Time to take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is playing in your headphones. This will be our PA mix, or our parental advisory tape. After all, these first came around during our generation. Parental advisory stickers were first introduced by the Recording Industry Association of America back in 87 and adopted by the British industry back in 2011. The label was first affixed on records, compact disc, and cassette tapes, and it has been included on digital lists. Listings offered online as well. Now, if we're starting a show like this, you know it's going to be an advisory one. We're going to make it loud. Yeah, it's going to be a loud hour this week. We're going to be turning it up with White Zombie, Rage Against the Machine, Faith No More, Tool, and Metallica. We begin with one of the most recent Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members. From his sixth studio album released in September of 91, a record that had guitarist Zakk Wylde contributing songwriting to the album, while also Motorhead bassist, vocalist Lenny Kilmister, who wrote the lyrics for six songs, including co-writing Mama, I'm Coming Home. Do you know Lemmy was a co-writer on Mama, I'm Coming Home? That's pretty cool. Here now is the dark king of hard rock, Ozzy Osbourne, with No More Tears on WFHR's Unlabeled. Turn it up.
The lights in the window is a crack in the sky.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, come on.
Yeah. We gotta turn the bass up on this one. Check it. Since 1516, minds attacked and overseen. Now call them it's the ruins of this empty dream. With their borders and boots on top of us, pulling out on the floor of the top of Metropolis. But how you gonna get what you need to get? The gut eaters, blood drench, get offensive like that. The fifth sunsets get back proclaimed. The spirit of Guantanamo alive and untamed. Now face the fog, now blasting out your speaker. One to one, fire, Mexica. That won't you gain to try to steal your name, but now you got a gun. And this is for the people of the sun. Who's coming back around again? This is for the people of the sun.
From the 1996 album Evil Empire, a song that written about the Zapatitism revolution, lead vocalist Zach De La Rocha wrote the song after a visit to southern Mexico. There was the one and only Rage Against the Machine, People of the Sun. Got Some Faith No More, Pantera, Metallica still coming. Now the first single from System of a Down from 97. Here is Sugar on WFHR's Unlabeled.
Good evening. I'm Erica Lost. NATO forces bombed Serbia and Kosovo. An unidentified man is being held for questioning by the FBI for suspected links to last month's biological virus deaths. In local news, a dog named Hero takes the grand prize at the annual... I wish I could tell you more pertinent news, but we're in a rating system here, and the key factor is...
sensationalism.
They've got you running in circles, 9 to 5, then 5 to 9,
you're mine. I tell you what they want you to know. And you consider it the truth. Nobody is opening their eyes. Our global economy is depleting the world of our lives and natural resources.
And are you happy?
Come on! I work for the system.
Baby, she's okay.
Keep her away, she's a bit of a doctor, push my face to the ground, they're all doing.
sit. My desolate room. No lights. No music. Just a bear. I killed everyone. I'm away forever. But I'm feeling better. How do I feel? What do I say? You, it all goes away. How do I feel? What do I say? You, it all goes away. How do I feel? What do I say? In the end, it all goes away. How do I feel? What do I say? In the end, it all goes away. How do I feel? What do I say? In the end, it all goes away. How do I feel? What do I say? In the end, it all goes away. How do I feel? What do I say? In the end, it all goes away. How do I feel? What do I say? In the end, it all goes away. 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 In the end, it all goes away.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
CBS News Special Report. Celebrations in Gaza and in Israel as the ceasefire and hostage release deal between Hamas and Israel began day one of its first phase. At a Washington, D.C. rally a short time ago, President-elect Trump claimed credit.
And this agreement could only have happened as a result of our historic victory in November.
The first of the hostages to be released by Hamas were Israeli women.
The three female hostages were handed over to the Red Cross while the van they were in was surrounded by a crowd of thousands of Palestinians. Several dozen armed Hamas men guarded the car.
Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. The women are said to be in stable condition. Meanwhile, Israel has begun releasing Palestinian prisoners. Lead U.S. negotiator Brett McGurk.
We have a ceasefire today in Gaza, and we have a good chance to get every hostage home, and we got to do everything we can to make that happen.
McGurk was on CBS's Face the Nation. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cold weather advisory through Monday. Mostly cleared tonight. A low near 14 below. Wind chills as cold as 30 below. On Martin Luther King Day, mostly sunny and frigid. A high near negative 7. Wind chill values again as cold as 30 below. Current temperature, 7 below.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Yeah.
Such a good band, such a good song. From May of 92, Faith No More, Midlife Crisis. A song legendary voice artist and singer Mike Patton has denied that it is about a midlife crisis, as he did not know what one would feel like, but says that, quote, it's more about creating false emotion, being emotional, dwelling on your emotions, and in a sense of inventing them. Still room on the tape for Pantera, Metallica, and this track from Tool. There's some belief that the song title refers to an idea by Carl Jung. Others attribute the idea to the possibility of reaching a state of evolution at which the body would have two more than the normal 46 chromosomes and leave a disharmonious state. Like any good art, it's in the eye of the beholder, or in this case, ear of the beholder? I'm not sure. Don't know, but do know it's my favorite from Tool. Here's 46 and 2 on WFHR's Unlabeled. We'll be right back. Got to see those boys four times and it still wasn't enough. From the 93 Vulgar Display of Power album, Pantera, Walk. As a side note, that would be my theme music, just walking into a room or walking down to the ring or anything like that. Time to wrap this PA edition of Unlabeled. To play us out, a track released in February of 93 from the legendary Black album, Metallica, Sad But True. Turn it up and enjoy the rest of your night. Thanks for listening to WFHR's Unlabeled.
Morning show on WFHR. It's comedy.
I think for me, one of the quick ones that I have is like telling time on an analog clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes me a minute.
It takes me a minute.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was at least groan worthy. At least groan worthy.
So I needed a minute for it to sink in.
That was funny. That's good.
Every weekday morning from 8 to 10, only on 97.5 FM, WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first.
Have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going...
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Jubilation at a hospital center in Tel Aviv. As Israelis celebrate the return of three hostages, women held by Hamas until the first phase of a ceasefire deal went into effect. Ita Pisak heads the Israel's hostage recovery team.
I'm happy to report that they are in stable condition that allows us and them to focus on what is the most important thing for now, is reuniting with their families.
BBC's John Donison reports from Jerusalem that Israel is now releasing Palestinian prisoners.
The families of Palestinian prisoners waited anxiously in the cold for hours to see their loved ones amid an atmosphere of excitement and nervous anticipation. 90 Palestinian prisoners have been released, the vast majority women, as well as a number of children. Over the next 6 weeks,